blog.ericmhunter.net. Gotta catch 'em all. July 2016 marks the release of Nintendo's first mobile game, Pokemon Go, and boy has it been a remarkable success. With the use of augmented reality, developer Niantic Labs, creators of Ingress, have finally built the livable dream we've all been waiting since playing through Pokemon Red and Blue, to be a real Pokemon master, saddled with your Pokedex and truly catch them all. Pokemon Go is a game that lives with you. An aspect of the game involves you collecting eggs, only to have you hatch them by counting your steps and the distance you've traveled, much like a Fitbit or a Samsung Health. Or I guess you could just shake it or strap it to your dog. But physical steps are needed to be taken to advance different mechanics of the game. The game becomes something that lives in the back of your mind, allowing you to go about your day, then suddenly a reminder that it exists. You leap into your pocket or purse to pull out your phone to see if there's a Pikachu or a Diglett nearby. It's no longer something that you do in idle time waiting for your bus stop or your break to end. It becomes a part of your day. Cell phones have helped to bring video games to millions of people, and such a new design was created. A game that forces you not to play it either by location or by timer, begging you to come back and play later. It's an interesting idea, a game that makes you wait to come back at a later time to do something other than focus on the game itself. It's unknown territory, and according to Nintendo, this design works. What would make your game look if you design it to live with somebody rather than force them to focus on it? Maybe something wonderful. For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.